CEO of God's Pantry Food Bank, Mike Halligan, pushes open the door to a huge warehouse serving 50 Kentucky counties. Pallets of beans, pineapple, water, and rice are wrapped in clear plastic and stretched to the top tier of the warehouse scaffolding. Similar pantries serve 2.5 million people receiving SNAP benefits across the Ohio Valley. Halligan says those numbers make even communicating about the current situation a challenge. Clients, he says,
they shouldn't think about this, the amount of money that they just received on their cards as a bonus. It's their February SNAP benefit early.
The shutdown cut off what are called transfer payments, like SNAP. The USDA found a loophole to allow payments through January 20th. That money was added electronically to the debit-like card used by SNAP clients. The early payment was needed to help ensure people had some access to food in February.
Wintertime is one of the greatest periods of risk for people who are food insecure. Energy costs increase because of needing to heat your home. When kids aren't in school because school is closed for weather or over a holiday, that food budget actually gets stretched further.
Halligan says if the shutdown doesn't end soon, mid-February may be a tipping point. Add to that a growing number of clients at food pantries. Halligan says,
some of that is because federal employees are currently out of work.
He says the shutdown reinforces just how critical SNAP is. In some counties across the region, as many as 25% of residents qualify for SNAP.
For every one meal that a food bank is able to distribute, SNAP provides 12. There's no way that food banks and private support and other sources of public support can replace SNAP.
And families who depend on the benefit will continue to remain in limbo. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Mary Meehan.